The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 13th of May. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Arsenal's first win at Stamford Bridge in a decade breathed new life into the race for the Premier League's top four last night. Emile Smith-Rowe pounced on a defensive blunder from Chelsea's Jorginho in the first half to give Arsenal a 1-0 win over their London rivals. Gunners manager Mikel Arteta praised his players for bouncing back after last week's Europa League exit.
They don't have to show me anything to me because I see them every day, how they prepare, how much they care, how professional they are and how much they try. So, but I think probably from the outside it was a big message.
Liverpool look to capitalise on that Chelsea slip this evening. They go to Old Trafford to play Manchester United in a game that was postponed over a week ago due to fan protests. There is the possibility there could be more disruption tonight, with United fearful the team bus could be blocked. Kick-off is at 8:15. Another club chasing Champions League football, Leicester City, beat a weakened United side on Tuesday. But Jurgen Klopp is not blaming Ole Gunnar Solskjaer for that.
To play Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday is a crime. It is. And if the but it's not the fault of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the players. So if I my question was to myself, would I have done the same? Yes, you have to. You have to.
Before that, Everton continue their own push for European football. Carlo Ancelotti's side are away to Aston Villa from six. Waterford last night appointed Mark Burcham as their new manager. The former assistant at both QPR and Millwall was most recently the technical director for the Bahamas Football Association. Burcham replaces Kevin Sheedy, who left the club last week with the Blues bottom of the League of Ireland Premier Division table. In Gaelic games, Dublin senior footballer Dean Rocca said the COVID training breach by a number of panel members back in March was deeply regrettable and something that should never have happened. Speaking at an AIG-sponsored event, Rock, who was not part of the session at Innisfail's GAA club, says it's an incident the panel regret. Team manager Desi Farrell was slapped with a 12-week ban by the Dublin County Board after the subsequent furore. Meanwhile, the Wexford hurling boss Davy Fitzgerald cannot say if this season will be his last in charge of the Model County. The Clare native has been at the helm in the South East for the last four championship campaigns. He told OTBAM it's too early to say what will unfold.
All I know is the 5 years I've had at Wexford so far have been incredible and I've loved it. And maybe there'll be a six, maybe there won't. But I'm telling you that 100%, guys, you have it from my mouth. I don't know. I'm not judging what's going to happen or what's not. I just don't know. If it's the right thing to stay on and do it, we'll do it. And if it isn't, we won't, if they need a change. So that's honestly it. No one has an idea because I don't know myself.
Paul Dunn heads the Irish Challenge going into day two of the British Masters. The 2017 winner tees off from level par at the Belfry. Niall Carney and Cormac Sharvin both begin from one over. Jonathan Caldwell is four over. Colin Moriarty is six over par. The lead is held by Austria's Matthias Schwab on six under. The final stop before the USPGA Championship, the Byron Nelson Tournament, gets underway today. Seamus Power is among the first to tee off at Craig Ranch in Texas, going out at 10-1 Irish time. Padraig Harrington gets his first round underway at 2:18. Dan Martin begins today's sixth stage of the Giro d'Italia, 2:08 off the pace. The riders face three categorised climbs today, including the finish into Ascoli. Alessandro De Marchi wears the leader's pink jersey. There's an 8-race card at Clonmel over jumps this evening, the first off there at 4:05. Don't forget, OTBAM is live with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheen from 7:30. You can hear for the full interview with the Wexford boss, Davy Fitzgerald. Then tonight, we bring you full match commentary of the Premier League showdown between Manchester United and Liverpool from Old Trafford with Nathan Murphy and Brian Kerr describing the action on OTB Sports Radio. Download the OTB app to get more. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.